To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I have a confession to make. I have never, until recently, I've never used any kind of around the eye or under eye cream. I never really thought it something I should do. The look on David's face of sheer horror. But the question is it too late, or is there still time for me as a, you know, mid-40s woman here?
No, it's a great question. First of all, it's never too late, but I'm going to go to the other end of the spectrum for the moment to start. Let's talk about, is it ever too early? And when I say too early, I'm going to start talking about in the teen years. When someone's in their teens, a lot of teens face different levels of acne problems. So it's a great time to teach somebody how to take care of their skin and have healthy skin and clear up the acne. It doesn't have to be a major case, but even a mild case, just learning to cleanse your face and to keep your skin healthy and clear is important. And this is going to carry on. So now let's jump into our 20s and 30s. If you've built a good foundation of taking care of your skin, this is important because most in their 20s and 30s, they look very young. They don't realize what happens as you get older. If only they would listen to their parents, we could teach them a lot. But they need to maintain or prevent, you know, they need to maintain their youth and prevent the aging or damage. And so we want to teach them some of the basics like removing makeup. I can't tell you how many girls in their 20s go out and just don't feel like they need to remove the makeup. They don't have problem skin yet. They haven't seen the signs of aging. So these are some of the important things to start teaching. It's never too early. So in your 20s and 30s, start taking care of your skin because you are going to get older and the signs do start showing up. And Lisa and I spoke earlier. I just got together with a group of friends from high school that we haven't seen each other in 30 years. And truly, several of the people in the group had been blessed with not only great skin, but you know they've had a healthy diet, they've taken care of their skin, and it shows, and there's some that didn't in the group. And you can tell a difference because, you know, you can tell if you can guess somebody's age, you know, and we want to all look as young as possible because none of us felt like we were over 25. We just happened to be.
Well, you know, it's funny because I just wish I had listened more about sun protection. I still remember being on a trip in Israel when I was 20 and my cousins, you know, they were older and they said, look, get out of the sun or, you know, but I had some acne and I wanted to clear it up. And I thought, well, this way I'll look better. And now when I smile and I see these deep crow's feet and I think, what the heck? Why didn't I listen? So, of course, the skin cancer thing is even bigger, which I did end up getting, not melanoma, thank goodness, but I did have a squamous cell carcinoma removed at one point from my back. I was a bit of a sun worshiper, and it's, you know, we just have to be so careful.
But you can reverse some of that damage. So let's talk about it. In the 20s and 30s, I'm telling you how to prevent it. In our 30s, 40s, even 50s, we want to protect our young skin, especially if we took care of it. And when we get older, once you hit your late 40s, 50s, 60s, there is some damage you want to reverse. You mentioned some that you accelerated because you didn't use SPF. So for those listening that do that, what can you do? Let's talk about the basics of anybody, whether you're 30s, 40s, 50s, on up. You need to cleanse your skin. And that's imperative. Remove the makeup each night. Cleanse your skin in the morning and at night. It'll unclog pores. It gets rid of the dead skin cells that give you a dull appearance. It'll prepare the skin for the next step. Remove the makeup, as I mentioned. But let's talk about what the next step is. A lot of people make a mistake on how they apply their skincare. And so a lot of people ask, what's the order I should do it? So first of all, cleanse your face. I like a cleanser with a light exfoliator in it. I know you use our Purifying Rice face wash.
Love it.
It allows you to exfoliate every day. If you don't, then get a stronger exfoliator and do it at least a few times a week. Next, you want to use a serum. Serums are really the potent active ingredients that have been put into a quick-absorbing liquid, if you will. Some are a little lotiony, but they're potent versions. And so the nice part is we have a basic regimen. Serums will allow targeted solutions. So whether you're looking to boost your collagen level, whether you need extra antioxidants, whether you need to target age spots or uneven skin tones, serums have targeted solutions that you would then put on after you cleanse your skin. It'll absorb quickly, and then you'd follow with a moisturizer. moisturizer. And the next step, which is what started this whole conversation, is an eye cream or eye gel. When you're younger, I like the eye gels. As we age and have drier skin, eye creams. Personally, I use an eye gel in the morning to get rid of puffiness, and I use an eye cream at night that has more moisturizers in it and a heavier type cream. So it depends what you're trying to do. I think you're using our Multi Effects that actually has an instant gratification product in it. So I can diffuse the light. It gives you instant results while the long-term benefit, it takes effect. So that you can use every morning and night because it's a new technology where it's a gel cream. I've kind of combined the two together. And so that's a great solution. The other thing is you mentioned some sun damage. Vitamin C is unbelievable at reversing the damage from the sun. And so it was first studied at Duke University to help with some of the skin cancers. So I like getting people to use vitamin C. If you can get L-ascorbic acid powder on its own, if you can get some of the vitamin C powder, or products that contain it or incorporate it into your diet. But by putting it on topically, it'll actually help you get rid of some of the damage that's been caused by the sun. It will help get the body to produce collagen, which will firm up the skin. There are other peptides that do that. You've heard me talk about that many times, different advanced peptides that will help protect against the degradation of collagen. Our skin, we lose 1.5% of collagen every year from the age 25 up. By the time you hit menopause, you've lost 45% of your collagen. So what can you do? Find a serum that contains technology that will protect against the loss of it and get the body to synthesize collagen. And in doing so, you can help firm up the skin. So it's never too late to get started. You look beautiful and you actually look younger than you truly are. And so by starting, and I mean that, Lisa, because we're looking at each other as I say that, but if you'll start taking care of your skin now, where it's going to really make a difference is 10 years from now. Not just today can I help you, but in 10 years, you're going to go, I am so glad I listened to David, because all of a sudden you're going to go, I reverse some of the damage and I minimize the future damage. And that's the key.
Well, now I'm curious, what gets the puffiness out? Because your product's amazing. Talk to us about, I mean, I don't need to get into like the basic chemistry or anything or the complicated chemistry, but I'm just curious, like what does that?
While you sleep, a lot of moisture is forming in the bags underneath your eyes. What you want to do is increase circulation around the eyes. You want to get rid of excess moisture. Sometimes it could be because the skin dried out a little, so we want to balance that moisture level. And so that's what all we try and do is balance the moisture and increase circulation around the eyes. That will get rid of the dark circles. We want to hydrate the skin with ingredients your body uses, like hyaluronic acid. That's naturally found in almost every cell of our body. So by nourishing that area and balancing it, that's the key, is how it's formulated to balance it. You can get rid of that puffiness in seconds.
Oh, that's nice. Now, what about the whole cucumber on the eye thing? Does that really do anything that you see, you know, at spas and things like that, or on TV, someone's relaxing?
Yes and no.
Cucumbers?
Yes and no. You know, cucumber extract as a whole has some level of benefit, and it's a very soothing property. It could help get rid of some of the inflammation. I'm going to tell you some of the biggest benefit, because I believe in cucumber and do use the extract in several of my products when I formulate. But I think one of the biggest benefits is because it's coming from the refrigerator and it's cool, and the coolness is also helping to soothe the skin and get rid of the inflammation. And so I think that's one of the stronger points of it.
All right. Now, how do you get an oil out of a cucumber? I mean, they don't, I'm just teasing. Is it like the water?
You shouldn't put it in.
They're not
oily. You shouldn't
put
it in there. Don't put oil in the cucumber to begin with. You'll never have to worry about getting it out. Bad humor. Okay.
Bottom line, like, what is it from the cucumber that they use? I'm just curious.
No, the extract. What we're using are the juices from it, and from it, there's all kinds of nutrients inside of it. So it's not the oil, but the actual extract. Extracts can come in different forms, and in this case, we're using the liquid or water-based form of it. So it's never too early to start taking care of your skin, and it's never too late. So I don't care if you said you're in your 60s with a lot of wrinkles, it's not too late. You can minimize the future damage. You can reverse some of the damage that's caused with some of the advanced technology on the market today. So by moisturizing your skin, cleansing and exfoliating the skin, using a serum with targeted solutions, we can help firm up the skin. And there's all kinds of new products like that give instant results that can help firm the skin for the day, but while these others are giving long-term effects. So there are short-term effect products as well as long-term. So it's never too early. It's never too late to start taking care of your skin, just like you do in your diets. It's never too early, never too late to have a healthy diet. So take care of your body from the inside out. You'll look younger now and down the road. This is your personal beauty expert, David Pollack, with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay beautiful. Thank you for listening.